Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And yeah, I'm with my colleague, not alone these days. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
No, I'm good, as always. Yes, how was your weekend? Before we move forward.
Fortunately, I'm a retired groovist, so
yeah,
it was just a weekend, another weekend where I contribute to the home furniture.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's good. Yeah, to our dear listeners, welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1. We are always very happy to be with you. And we are always very happy when we are discussing matters of business concern and, domestic policies and, international affairs. For those of you who are new at our program, Business and Economic Segment is a platform that is looking at business development. We look at, business-related discussions. We look at the areas of entrepreneurship. We look at trade. We look at investment. We look at policy analysis. We look at social impacts, particularly those which are attached to, political and economic decisions. We assess statistics. And yeah, just to bridge the gap between those who understand economic matters, the economic actors, and also those who are willing to learn. And dear listeners, Business and Economic Segment is also a platform where we facilitate, that's why it's called the Lecture Hall 1, we facilitate the discussion, and we engage those who know, we engage the experts, so that they can give their contribution. And like what we are always saying, after every deep conversation, we are always going to open up the line so that you guys can call in the studio, so you can air your view, you can give your direct contribution, constructive criticism. That's why we are not always advocating for agreeing on everything. We can also disagree to agree, so that at the end of the day we unlock those thinking, we unlock that mind, and we can build the country that we want. Yes.
Yo.
Yes.
I know, guys. Today is not todaying shame. It is not todaying. But the show must go on, right? We cannot compromise on that. So
yeah.
If you're joining us for the first time today on the Business and Economic Segment, we welcome you to Lecture Hall 1. And we hope you'll be joining us every other day from today onwards. And thank you for choosing Eagle FM. So you can always download our Eagle FM app, which will enable you to listen to live broadcasts, especially now when some of our frequencies are experiencing technical problems.
Yeah.
I would advise that you download your Eagle FM app, and you can keep yourself up to date with timely content, timely news, timely conversations that affect our everyday lives, because what we do is we look at economic movers, we look at current news. Literally, we take what is currently happening in the country, and that is what we bring to you. Those are the conversations we are going to have with you while they are still fresh, and maybe we can make better informed decisions together. Because if you wait for 5 years to pass before you have those conversations,
yeah,
and what are you doing?
Yeah,
it's like saying, you wait for your child to reach 10 years before you teach them manners. It does not make sense, because along the way they would have picked up, tendencies from here and there. So
yeah,
we come here to facilitate those conversations, to make sure as legislative decisions are made, we are able to question, and, in questioning those conversations and those decisions, it could get somewhere. And that is why we at Eagle FM, prioritizes having this type of conversations. Also, we do offer services. We offer live streaming services, and we offer live broadcasting services. So if you are an entity that requires services in those aspects, you can always give us a call, and we'll be glad to assist you broadcast your product to the majority. Alternatively, you guys have heard shows like the Voters Education Program and so forth. You could still just reach out to us, and if you want to come talk about your product, you can do that. Lastly, you can follow us on all our social media platforms, as well as subscribe to our e-villager paper, which will enable you to receive our weekly e-paper 3 times a week, which is respectively Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So the number to subscribe on is 081-241-44, and you know, we will be able to add you to our billing list.
Yeah, and we are going to eat before we move, as we are always moving ahead, particularly when we talk about economic matters. We are going to have a very short commercial break. Then we can come up, we can go into the discussion for today. Then we look at what we can bring on the table. And we are also expecting your contribution. We are also expecting your constructive engagement. Let's go to a commercial break. Then after that, we are going to be with you until the hour of 1900 hours. And stay tuned.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Tulisamar dimbo goge pampepo. Zegura sumbango dias ep. Eziza singo hona malisinta kano gupanare taninaga gumape. Moktunda konkedi zoksimba no buke do marsumo komaoko. Uza konkedi zompe zoktura marsumo musumbango dias ep pampepo. Guanas mbangu suspe sa imba ep zuva inyami mokaram tetin sume kusumbangu isi guana karuhampepo kumarusumo pa internet meke lioge rugane sa cellphone ndin kenyi kara onopukuru kasi sumbangu suspe aso wasuwa pukura sa imba ep aso kureti sapo martimbo konosumo dokuli siga siga dongereka pamwetu moktura kumwesrongo nukwane sa mbudi zongwa dias gospel. Mardimbo gamwe novura kura kena musumbanguisi kuna karanye the Elsin e angano the Osherero kuma imbiliro the Catholic simaneka karunga the Africans sing Froday here and many more. Zeni munahara kutulisa marsumo geni musumbangu sa imba epu pampepo tukwaneni nye ko 081-23-58-063.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn-out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. No matter where you are.
Welcome back. That is to Eagle FM, and you are tuned into That is the Business and Economic Zone with Ahileni Inane and Dave.
Of course, David Shombe.
David Shombe.
Yeah.
I think those days we have a tendency of, going with the plans that our leaders have.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we are trying to see where we could get in the next 5 years, and I'm excited for, you know, the promises that are there.
Yeah.
But we'll have to wait and see the results. So on today's conversation of the business and economic segments, we would like to look into the aspect of the business of sports.
Yeah.
And why it's very important to invest in the business of sport.
Yeah.
How that could give back to the country.
Yeah.
Despite sports being one of the things that people don't actually advocate for.
Yeah.
Like, I can genuinely tell you that people don't really push people to become athletes.
Yeah.
People don't push people to become sports personnel,
yeah,
especially here in Namibia. Mm. But then those are also some of the things that we are going to look at to say, why is sports not a lucrative business in Namibia as it is in other countries? Why is sports not being used as a career?
Yeah.
Like, there's literally people out there in the world who are doing sports for an income.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you are a corporate girly, you are a corporate boy.
Yeah.
Every morning you wake up to go to work and get your monthly salaries.
Yeah.
Others are doing sports and they are full time.
Yeah, but while you are there, you know, in Namibia, if you are doing sport full time, you must really be the best. You must really be Sharulile or Dion Hoto. But other than that, you find, you know, Namibian people, somebody is a boxer, at the same time, is given to be secure, they are given opportunity to be NDF or police or different works. But at the end of the day, this person end up neglecting sport, because in Namibia, if you are an athlete, it's like you are really not respected, because it was not really looked at as something which can give you money. But when you look at other, you know, other sports stars who excel to international level, then you end up realizing that, you know, sport is one of the business which can bring a lot of money in the country, which can unite the country, and it can also, you know, be the main contributor to the economy of the country.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at more than 60 billions brought by sport in South Africa economy, and you are asking yourself, where are the Namibian people? Where are the Namibian people? Yeah, that's why, our dear listeners, today the conversation, we are going to look at change in the government thinking, and maybe I don't want to say the government heard our complaint. There is an allocation of 200 million to upgrade you know, sports stadiums in Namibia.
Yes.
And also 50 million to support different leagues within regions. That is where the conversation is going today. Then we see.
Yes, and it's very important that we have those conversations.
Yeah.
Because there was a point in Namibia, once upon a time, there was a point where sports was picking up in Namibia.
Mm.
There was a point where, to a certain extent, I believed or I felt,
yeah,
you know, Namibia was benefiting from certain aspects of sports as a country.
Yeah.
I don't know where the deterioration came from, because somewhere along the line,
yeah,
we either took a shortcut or we lost the way, and now we are here. Now we do not even have anything to show for our sports.
Yeah.
And even the sports personnel that you just spoke about that are excelling in being sports personalities.
Yeah.
Yes, they are Namibian born. They are Namibian citizens.
Yeah.
But their excel is not on a Namibian platform.
It's not a Namibian platform. And one thing, while we are there, I want to indicate that sport did not really fall out. It's a lack of investment. I think the government was not really respecting or looking at it as an investment. It was like just part of entertainment. But when you compare now, people who are mentored, people who have sponsors, and people who their talent is really nurtured.
Yes.
For example, like Christian Boma, look at Masiringi. You can't beat them in terms of money. They have a lot of money. It's true. They acquired, you know, US dollars. You perform at an international level. Just imagine, Heleni, you are not running for 30. You are not running for 30 seconds. You are not running for 1 hour. Just few seconds. 100 meters, and you are done.
Yes, but you've trained a very long time to get there.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. But if people could have seen that from the beginning, to say, if Helen is good with karate or maybe boxing, let me invest in my kid, and let the government understand that if you invest more in sport, you keep us away from the street. You keep us away from the street. I was looking at when Chulachula was speaking up.
Uh-huh.
Village team beating bigger teams in Namibia. People were so excited. And, you know, when you look at the supporters and the way people were organizing themselves, then you realize to say, in Namibia, we love sport, but our facilities, they were not on standard, up to standard.
No, we fought.
Yeah, we fought.
We used each and every mean there is to get into that stadium.
Yeah.
And that just goes to show that we need infrastructure at a bigger level.
Yeah.
And we need to take ourselves more serious, because I cannot per se say it's the government. I cannot say it's the private sector.
Yeah.
I cannot say it's the people that are participating in sports.
No, it's a government.
That's what I'm saying. As a Namibia, we need to take our sporting activities very serious, especially for economical reasons, because it could be, you know, it could have a magnitude amount of benefits for our country.
Yeah.
Because I remember, which year was that? I'm not sure. I'm speaking under correction, eh?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's 2018 or 2019. I think 2018, 2017, before
when?
COVID.
Yeah.
I don't remember the team that came to play with Brave Warriors,
mm-hmm.
but it's a match that happened at Sam Nujoma Stadium. And it's a team that came from outside the country. And
I think it's not Zambia.
I'm not sure if it was Zambia or which one, but that's what I'm saying. I'm speaking under correction, because I don't want anyone to come call me out and say I'm lying.
Yeah, especially sport, they will sort you out.
but I know it's a sporting event, or it's a soccer event that I attended, and it was full.
Yeah.
And, you know, these people came in from their country, of course.
Yeah.
They had to support our economy in so many ways.
Yeah.
They needed accommodation, they needed food, they needed what? After the match, they were turning up in our clubs. Life.
And they have money.
Yes.
And that is sport economy we are talking about.
Yes, it's sport economy. And you know the ladies that sell at the entrances of the stadium?
Yeah.
They were running out of stock.
Yeah.
And that is the conversation we should be having. That is what we should be aiming for, to say.
Mm.
We need to get to a point whereby, as a business person, everyone is able to benefit. You know, from the person that owns the guest houses, from the person that's selling water and cool drink here by the road, taxi drivers who need to take people to and from the stadium.
Yeah.
You know, everyone is supposed to be getting a piece of the pie, but you cannot get a piece of the pie if the pie is not there.
Yeah, I like the conversation that you broaden it up to say, sport is not only about who is going to win the match and get a trophy and the money. It's the whole establishment, from a coach, players. You look at supporters. You look at ball boys. People are given direct or indirect jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Construction worker. Everyone is given an opportunity into the sport economy. That's why before we go to the guest for today, I like to bring the conversation of not having facilities. Do you know that up to now, Namibia cannot play a game in any African team by training in their own country, because we don't have standard. We don't have stadiums in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to me, I think it's an insult. We don't have facilities. And maybe if you ask yourself very well, why do we have good boxers in Namibia who beat, other colleagues around Sandek here when they come to visit us? But if you take this guy, you know, you are beating people in Ramatex, but Ramatex is not really a facility.
It's not a proper
facility.
Boxing facility.
Yeah, because here you are performing in front of 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go and fight Mayweather in Las Vegas, 1 million people are watching you. And by that time, if you look at our Namibian boxer, by the time they enter those rings, they are confused. They cannot concentrate.
Sometimes you have never even seen that much people in one place.
Even the structure of the ring, the structure, the
art, the people, and the support system.
Yeah.
Because there's one thing I always tell people, and there's one thing that frustrates me, especially every time Brave Warriors have to play their home games, not at home.
Yeah.
it frustrates me because as someone that used to be in sport myself, someone that loves sport, I know what it's like to have that backing.
Mm-hmm.
I like you know, in a way, you could compare it to artists. Yeah. You know, you go to a concert, ne?
Yeah.
And you know, there's VIP, there's what, they tell you all those things. You know, those people that do not really have money, those ones with the cheapest tickets.
Yeah.
An artist want those people at the front row because those are the people that bring the life to the concert. And it's the same thing with sports.
It's supposed to be the whole
house. Yes. You want your supporters there. You want when you mess up, someone screams from the bench and from the, you know, from the, I forgot their names.
Yeah, it's a bench, you are right.
From, you know, someone screams from there and say, David, you got this.
Yeah, you
can go on.
Yeah.
Mara, now you are in that foreign country.
Yeah.
And then
you don't even know which one is your corner.
Yeah,
like, I've seen it.
And when you trip,
there
is no motivation for you to get up. And you come and you judge the people. You are like, it's circumstances.
No, and I used to feel pain when our Namibian boxers go out, get beaten. Not really because they do not know. In my mind, I'm thinking that there's no familiarity in terms of the environment. There was no proper familiarity, even at home. Build facilities which can, accommodate people, and also at a level where a person can, if you switch from here to UK and fight, it's the same thing.
Yes.
Because when those guys are coming to play here, it's like they're at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're at home. I remember there was one interview. It's not a Namibian boxer. I mean, it's a Namibian sport guy. It's Teko Modise talking about his background in sport. Then they say, no, you know, us Africans, there was a time apparently South Africa was going to play with Portugal.
Yeah.
All the guys went there, all trained. And when they entered that stadium, everyone was just looking at Ronaldo, even their coach. But they are playing most against Ronaldo.
Yeah.
and apparently, guys, they were making a lot of mistakes because it's the first international match.
Mm-hmm.
Just you are not exposed.
You haven't been exposed enough. Yeah. And you know, another example of familiarity that I can give you is that, of course, I used to play basketball.
Yeah.
But then back at home,
yeah,
I made it for the regional team.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come to Windhoek. Luckily, I kind of went to school in Windhoek for a couple of years. That's where I learned how to do so. Yeah. So at least I was familiar with the things here. I kid you not.
Yeah.
The sporting facilities there.
Yeah.
And the sporting facilities here.
Yeah.
You will want to cry. Like
Just hold on, eh?
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to have a short commercial break.
Short commercial break.
Yeah.
We need to pay our bills in 3, 2, 1.
We don't just use any yeast to brew the perfect Heineken. We use our unique A yeast. Why? It gives Heineken a unique balanced taste for that refreshing thirst. Ah, not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Are you an SME trying to get your product or service out there to increase your market share? Do you have a product or render a service that you would like the Namibian population and beyond to know? Or are you a corporate entity seeking to increase brand awareness, promote a campaign, or increase your market share? Then we have a platform for you. Namibia's first and only 24-hour talk radio station, Eagle FM. We are a business, economic, and policy-oriented talk radio station. Our reach soars across the entire nation, continent, and the world via our large and diverse.
Yes, you were saying?
Okay, so you are now used to your kakot, that side moss that is just, you know, yatura kwa cement. They just put cement and then they paint it on top of it.
Yeah.
And then you come to the schools here in Windhoek, certain private schools. Now you are coming to the measures are being held there.
Yeah.
Hi, chums.
Hey.
You are just sliding. You are just sliding.
But you are the best where you come from.
Hi. Even when you go back, you are ashamed because you cannot explain. You cannot fathom what happened. You're just there like, "Ay, man."
You cannot do your moves.
Yes, you were seeing ghosts.
Yeah.
And imagine if you are seeing ghosts from interregional tournaments in Namibia. What about when you go to SADC? What about when you go out of Africa?
Then you are defeated.
Yes.
No, some people they lose not really because they are losing. They lose because there are no facilities, people are not well mentored, and in the lot of things regarding preparation and familiarization with the place that you are going to play.
Yes, standardized facilities.
Yes, that's the right word, standardized facility. Yes, dear listeners, we are going to get into a conversation with the guest for today. That is a sport organizer, and he's a founder of Ndangwa Youth Expo, Jackson Da Silva, and he's a well-known marketing guy. But today he's going to talk about sport economy, the necessity of sport economy, and how it can be upgraded, and how what can we do to contribute to Namibian economy.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM Namibia.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are looking at sport economy, what sport can contribute to the Namibian economy. You know, it was indicated that through the budget presentation, which was given by Meme Erika Shafuda in Parliament last week, 200 million is allocated to, you know, coming up with different stadiums or upgrading different stadiums to category twos in Namibia in order to improve sport activities in Namibia. And also 50 million was allocated to, you know, sponsoring different leagues in Namibia. Now to engage this, got into conversation with a sport organizer, business person, and also, you know, an entrepreneur by the name Jackson Da Silva, just to give us the reflection on the importance of investing in sport activities and how can we develop talent. Da Silva, good evening and welcome to Business and Economic Segment.
Good evening, sir, and thank you so much for having me.
Yes, it's always a pleasure to have, you know, people with different skills, particularly in the area which are contributing to the Namibian economy. Now, let us look at investment in sport activities. Maybe before I go to the question, what is sport economy to you, and what is the importance of sport to economic development of the country?
Well, thank you so much for the question. Yes, sport economy to me, it simply means how can sport contribute positively to the development of Namibia, more especially creation of job opportunities for young Namibians and across the globe, and of course, two, the contribution of sport to the GDP of the country. Yes, sport is very, very much important because sport is the backbone of the economy, because sport can also play a greatest role, more especially by having young people involved in sport activities, not only as athletes, but as or it also gives a good platform or good opportunity to vendors or business people out there to be able to participate actively in sport activities by selling their products, also in a way generating income to be able also to sustain themselves and their families. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, sport is very, very, very much crucial, and is a crucial component when it comes to the economic growth of the countries all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, let us look at some of this investment. What is your thinking when you realize that, you know, 200 million is put on the table to, you know, to advance or build different sport stadiums around Namibia? What is your view on that?
Firstly, I would like to thank the Minister of Finance, honestly, for seeing that it fit to allocate that huge amount of money towards sport development in the country. Over the years, as we have seen, our national team has been playing outside the country in South Africa, which has been coming with a lot of costs. Because whenever the national team is playing outside the country, there is a huge, huge amount of money to be paid into the foreign countries because due to the lack of sport facilities in our country. Mm-hmm. Now, with the biggest budget that was allocated to sport development and sport facilities development, it's a good thing, because now we are going to have many more stadiums in the country.
Yeah.
And by doing so, so many young people are going to be very much, very, very much motivated to participate now freely in safely sporting activities.
Yeah.
Because when we have sport, we have adequate sport facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And also, having now also a huge budget on the towards the league, in the towards the sponsorship of the league in the country is a good one, because over the past years, Namibian athletes, more especially soccer players, netball players, volleyball players, and so on, they've been underpaid. Okay, mm-hmm. What is motivating them to go? What is motivating them to participate in sporting activities?
Yeah.
If there is nothing that is coming, there's nothing comes to see.
Yeah.
Okay, there's no payment. There's no motivation at all.
Yeah.
So now we are going to see that many, many young people are going to take out sport activities seriously, because obviously they are going to get to earn income, which is also going to help them to be able to sustain themselves and their families.
Uh-huh. Yeah, as a sport organizer, I know you are a sport organizer, and I've seen you with different sport activities. Let us look at sport as a profession in Namibia. Let us look at sport as a profession in Namibia, because we have seen particularly different boxers and also some of the sport courses that we have in Namibia. You find a person is working in the police force, or maybe he's working in the army, and he's also a boxer, or he's also playing soccer. We sometimes also this thing can also not let this person to be too committed to the sport. But when you compare to other countries, if somebody is a footballer, he's just a footballer. If somebody is a boxer, he's just a boxer. How can we make sport a profession, and also make sure that it provides earning to the Namibian youth and also to those professionals?
Thank you so much, Shonena. That is a good question.
Yeah.
Yes, that has to do with development.
Yeah.
For one to be able to develop sport in the country, it has to start from the grassroots. Yes, obviously the grassroots level is very, very much not respected, even though the people that are owning academies in the country are doing the most to nurture the talent.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if then now we have a huge budget that is also going to be allocated to the developers, the people that are having the academies,
and
at grassroots level, that is where we need to start.
Yeah.
Invest a lot of money, support them with equipment and everything. Then we are going to realize the dream of having sport as a profession.
Yeah.
Otherwise, without the proper, adequate support towards the grassroots development, then we are likely not to achieve the dream of having sport as a profession.
Hmm.
Because if most of us over the years, we only started playing soccer when we were at secondary school.
Yeah, yeah.
We do not have equal opportunities like other people, people in other countries.
Mm.
If we do not have, not because we are not willing to be part of development, it's because there's nothing that is motivating the coaches at the grassroots level to keep doing the greatest job they are doing, they needed to do, because of lack of adequate support from the government and private sector companies.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, with the huge budget that is there, my plea and my request is that the grassroots level coaches, they must also be able to benefit on that budget.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can have more academies in the country, be it the boxing academy, be it the volleyball academy, be it netball, and you can name them. So that we can produce more professional athletes in Namibia, which also will help us in return to put the name of our country in the world map.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, while we are there, as a sport organizer, just before I let you go, as a sport organizer, when you look at Namibian talents, when you are looking at developing and advancing talent in Namibia, particularly in the area of sport, maybe what are main five sport codes that you think, if this money is put in this area, Namibia can really do it and can compete in SADC, in Africa, maybe at the international level? What are some of the things that need to be done, and what are those five key sport codes that you can say, if we invest in this talent, we can advance?
Yes, thank you so much once again, Shonena. Yes, number one is football.
Okay.
Football for both football for both genders, male and female. Okay.
Yeah.
Number two is boxing. Number three is athletics. Number four is volleyball, and number five is netball.
Yeah.
So those are the key best sport activities, sport codes that I can mention by now.
Yeah.
Okay. At this time.
Yeah.
That needs to really, really to be that we need the greatest investment.
Yeah.
And to be professionalized.
Yeah.
Yes. Like I said, talent alone is not enough. Okay.
Yeah.
And also, you know, we have natural talent and we have natural talent.
Yeah.
So natural talent, we need somebody, we need people that are committed enough. We need to invest in the coaches.
Yeah.
We need to invest in the equipment.
Yeah.
We need to invest in the facilities, proper facilities.
Yeah.
And we also need to invest in the skills development.
Yeah.
Yes. All those things that will require we require finances.
Mm-hmm.
So if we just support our sport code, we are going to see Namibia in the next 2 years shining and be able to compete in the world map.
Mm-hmm. Da Silva, let us look at parental guidance and also parental support to sport activities, because we have seen that that time when I was telling my father that I'm going to become a boxer, but he did not agree, and there is a lot of views about sport in Namibia to say, no, you are going to break your leg, or there is no money in Namibia, just go to school. But some kids are not really good at school, but they can they can excel in sport. What do you think need to be done to shift the mind of parents to support their kids to do sport, particularly on the ground that now there is much money given to sport and upgrading those facilities?
Yes, thank you so much once again, Shonena. Parents need to be made understand the importance of sport and the power that sport carries to change the world.
Yeah.
Because sport really can change the world, and we've seen it with our best athletes, Christine Mboma and Masilingi, when they really broke the world record and putting Namibia in the map, also changing their situation in their houses, in their places, in their communities as well.
Yeah.
So parents need to be made understand, and they need to be really, really to be motivated, and also to be educated on the power, on the importance of sport, towards on the importance of kids participating in sporting activities.
Mm-hmm.
And once the parents start allowing the kids, the children to participate in sport, then we are going to see that we are going to see more talent being made, and we are going to see more children.
Yeah.
I think now sport is a profession.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason why the parents are stopping the kids from participating in sport.
Yeah.
Number one is...
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access...
Yeah.
Casual belief to say football is going to break you. No money for the hospital. You must go to school.
Yeah.
Obviously, you must also be able to understand that this kid is not meant for. It's not an academician.
Yeah.
This kid is just a footballer.
Yeah.
This child is just passionate about netball, and the parents must also be able to understand the children, and also give and also allow them to participate in the things that matters to them. And I think by doing so, Namibia's sporting activities and the sport in particular is going to change for better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lastly, let us look at sport management. Let us look at sport management and also maybe people who are in charge of running, sport activities or maybe managing clubs and also sport bodies. We have seen also in public there have been a lot of fights. I don't want to talk about NFA, but I have to talk about it. I don't want to talk about Namibian League. There is a lot of also misunderstanding here and there that we have seen as journalists and also public, that there are also some either mismanagement or lack of cooperation at the top level. How can we improve this in Namibia? Look at the fact that now the new administration is prioritizing sport so that we can have smooth operation from the top to the young people at the village who can do sport.
Yes, the problem is that not all the leaders are passionate about developing football.
Okay.
Many of them are only there to enrich themselves, and that has been a problem not only in Namibia but in Africa at large.
Yeah.
So yes, we need to have the right people and the right position.
Yeah.
And at the right time.
Yeah.
To be able to run the sport in Namibia.
Yeah.
Because not everybody can be a sports leader.
Yeah.
In Namibia.
Yeah.
Not all the people have an understanding of sports leadership.
Yeah.
Or sport management in Namibia.
Yeah.
So therefore now, what is happening in our sport management in the country is depends strongly on who you know.
Mm-hmm.
Who you know. I'm going to vote Shonena on the position because Shonena is my friend.
Yeah.
Not because Shonena is passionate about football, for example.
Yeah.
Not because Shonena is passionate about being a match official.
Yeah.
But it's just because Shonena is my friend.
Yeah.
And whether they want or not, I'm going to vote Shonena to the position.
Yeah.
And that is why you see over the years,
yeah,
we have been having mistakes here and there when it comes to sport management and leadership in our country.
Yeah.
Therefore now I believe with the new administration,
yeah,
sport
yeah,
in Namibia is going to change really for better.
Mm-hmm.
Because the players' well-being must be taken good care of.
Yeah.
The referees, match officials, stadium, and all the stakeholders must participate actively in sports development.
Mm-hmm.
And of course also that we see, that is also one of the reasons we see that sponsors are no more coming on board to sponsor
mm-hmm.
sports.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many companies in Namibia, but how many of them are sponsoring sports in
yeah.
the country?
Yeah.
It's because they are discouraged, it's because they have a fear of lack of means of verification.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine getting a huge amount of sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
Then that money disappears without being accounted for.
Mm-hmm.
So the new administration must really play a very, very important role
yeah.
to ensure that sports administration is run professionally and to the best of the people of Namibia's abilities.
Yeah.
Because what we want is to see well-structured sports stadiums in the country,
mm.
To see players and athletes participating freely and without intimidation in sporting activities.
Yeah.
We also want to see more courses of coaches,
yeah,
to develop more coaches in the country so that we can be able to be in a level of South Africa,
mm-hmm.
Just for example, or to be at the level of Angola.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's still doable. It's never too late for us to do it, to achieve a dream.
Yes, Jackson Da Silva, thank you very much for joining us as Business and Economic segment. Thank you for your input and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Mr. Shu. Thank you so much, Eagle FM, for always sending me.
All right, cool.
Bye.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia.
Okay, it is 51 minutes into the hour of 6 o'clock, and we have 9 more minutes before it's officially 7 o'clock and the end of our programming.
Yeah. And yeah, looking at what Jackson have said, is that, you know, people must also be able to manage sport facility and also sport courts very well. And he indicated that, you know, some leaders were not really passionate about sport. That's why people were just focusing on, say, no, they will go to school, even if I'm good at beating people in the street. But I want to be a boxer, I'm not getting platform. No, go to school, there's nothing from sport. But I think it also has to do with people who have power to shape your destiny. As far as people are saying the destiny is in your head, or maybe your life is in your head, there are also those who are influencing you. If you have a certain talent and your parents are not supporting you, or your teacher is not really supporting you or not identifying that talent, there is a high chance that you are not able to move in the right direction. And I think that is what I want to contribute, particularly from the conversation from Da Silva.
Yes. Also, ladies and gentlemen, to join our conversation here in studio today, the number is 083-288-401-083 to 888-401. That is the number to join our conversation here in studio. So you mentioned something in the line of wanting to beat people up. So while we wait to see if people are keen to join this conversation, or to see if we will just do our thing as per BS culture. You would come to realize that sports in Namibia is not being marketed as a career. From a very young age, you know, from when you're in primary school, when you eventually transition to high school, you would realize that sports is benchmarked. It's like it's put there at the back to just
like
chill.
Many more.
Sports is the many more of schools, whereby you would even find that PE lessons were exchanged for mathematics lessons.
No, that thing, especially mathematics teacher always the problem.
Math teachers were problem to everyone.
I don't like to hear myself speak. Please switch off your radio.
Sorry. I didn't know that I'm through.
Okay, good evening.
Evening, how are you guys?
Well, thanks. How are you?
How's it?
I'm all right, man. How are you both?
No, we are well.
I'm okay too, man. Yeah, you guys, today your topic is about sport.
Yes.
Yeah, you see, man? This is the thing which we don't get so much platform when you talk about sport when it comes to not anymore like to become a career.
Yeah,
because we see some people who are richer than even some president even because of sports.
Not some president, they are richer than president.
Even sometimes, even in the budget of the country.
do you think the president of Portugal is getting more money than Cristiano Ronaldo?
No.
The president of Argentina is getting more money than. Yeah, it can't.
It can be.
Yeah, it can be. Yes.
And then now, when you look at the Namibia context, is that we look sport as, I don't know, the way we are looking at it. It's like maybe just activity which is there, and not even, maybe we put it as the way we are feeling our culture. It's almost the same, like that way. Because the way we are moving from Mateus to Grace and the Miracle and so on.
Yeah,
you can see that we are moving away from our culture.
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
What do you think about 200 million investment to upgrade sports stadiums around the country, or to come up with sports stadiums at category 2? What do you think? Is that a good idea?
It's a good idea, but I think the money is small.
No, okay. Okay. What can 200 million do? What do you think that money should be used for?
Yeah, for 200 million, I think maybe like if we are building a stadium with a mat, then we are talking. But going to the stands, yeah, man, that's small. That is a small money. Very small.
But they also say about 50 million is going to be used to to promote leagues around the Namibia, those small regional, maybe regional leagues and national leagues. What is your view on that?
It's a good thing in that, but yet we have a Premier League which is not even being televised every day, all the matches.
Come again?
Sometimes even we are not even show. Yeah, Premier League. Even you are not showing all the game.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you can just show with the highlights. and in that moment, I also have to include all the radio station when you are doing live matches.
I think some money must also come, so we live stream.
Yeah, call
those things.
Exactly, you call Eagle FM that you know now.
Yeah.
The South African star playing and what?
Yeah.
Guys, cover this match.
Yeah.
They say what? Chula Chula and the Woo.
Yeah.
Okay, NBC. You know, we channel it. Because now we just invite the NBC alone.
Yes.
TV and the radio at the same time. And the game, they are not covering all the matches. Yeah, then we are talking about money. You have to invest in money.
Now, maybe starting from school, what is your view on those teachers who use our PE lessons instead of training us or identifying our talent? They are teaching us during PE, which is a funded, it's not a module, but it's a funded class time. What do you think on that?
I think when you come to school, it's where we can find the talent.
Yeah.
Especially like in the Lula area. Remember one thing, even like if you look at our national team.
Yeah.
Most people who are playing, they are not born in Mundo. They are just, you can tell me.
Yeah.
Mostly.
You are right.
Yeah. And it's where we first of all, we have to start from the grassroots football.
Mm-hmm.
Where you are having even under 7 kids playing.
Yeah.
And you as a parent, you have to come by every Saturday, you have to come by your son or Sunday.
You know,
bring the bond also for self family.
You know what, Tene? As from the village, if the parent come to school, unless you did something wrong, but coming to support you, going to play.
No.
unless you beat someone, they are coming here to support you.
Then they have to come and discipline you.
You come to town, you can see even parents have time to go and attend their kids' match and just give support.
Give support.
Yeah.
Once you involve even your parent, you know. Apparently, they end up with knowing each other also when they're during soccer match.
Yeah, it's also...
I'm telling you. That parent doesn't like particular sport.
Yeah.
But he will show up.
No, parents must meet there. And it's part of socializing also because at the end of the day, I don't just need my parents to come to school or to come to university when there's a big problem.
Yeah,
but at least come and support me when I'm going to box today.
You might end up even knowing the teacher so much. This is your teacher. Okay, I think there's improvement which need to be done here and what.
Yeah,
you know, as a parent. But our parents, they never. But this time, I think more parents, they understand. That's why if you go to the north today, much of them, they are taking their kids to private school because it's where facility of sport are taking place. You might go to you might find even a secondary school, my friend, who doesn't have even a soccer field. Not even a netball.
Okay. Look, we are definitely going to have to continue this conversation tomorrow because we have reached the top of the hour. And
Yes. I come later, I think.
And the Mutumwa team has to take over. But
definitely
tomorrow, same time, same place. We need to do a continuation of this conversation. Thank you.
Very much. And really, we need also to you know, you guys can contact people who have been in the sport already.
Yes.
Even Ali Simon and the others.
Okay, we'll do so. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
I will take Maninga Getrich. It's a boxer also.
Even the Getrich. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, thank you guys.
Yes, right. Definitely. Thank you.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah.
To this line.
Okay.
Sorry. sorry, guys. Technical glitch. But we have come to the very end of our programming here on BES. I would love to have continued this conversation today, but it will get us in trouble with the uncles up north. So, David, same time tomorrow, same place. We continue our conversation and we engage my nigga get rich. I'm not promising you guys anything, but,
but we need him.
We'll see where it gets us. Have yourselves a lovely evening and do stay tuned for Mutumwa.
Bye-bye.